This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. We have 73 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, pretty much the same as it has been every morning. We do have a flash flood watch in effect through tonight. Showers and thunder showers likely today, mainly this morning. High today on the low 80s. Chance of rain is 70%. We have Phil Badgett with the National Weather Service in Raleigh, and he is standing by, meteorologist, to tell us all about the weather forecast. And Phil, how much of a chance do we have of getting some heavy rain today and perhaps some flooding resulting from all of that?
Well, there's the chance of that, and we hope that it's not going to be, you know, right in this general area. It looks like that the prime area should be just to the east of the triangle for flash flooding today, but we can't rule it out in the triangle and in, you know, again, in the Chapel Hill area. We have a cold front approaching from the northwest, and that combined with a lot of moisture, and it looks like that showers and thunderstorms are going to be around today, and it's where some of those train over the same areas for, say, an hour or two and dropping that locally really heavy rain, say up to an inch to 2 inches an hour. That's where the major heavier rain would fall and possibly produce that flash flooding.
Phil, how much rain did the Triangle see late yesterday and also overnight?
Yeah, yesterday on average it was around a quarter to about a third of an inch, so it was quite a bit less than some areas surrounding us. The overnight, some heavy showers and thunderstorms hit the Danville, Virginia area, and some of those made it into northern Person County up around Roxboro, or just north of Roxboro, and they had quite a bit of reports of flooding up in Danville, Virginia overnight. I think even a water rescue with a motorist trapped on, I think it was Highway 58. So some of that could go on today. We have to be real careful. You know, today there's still that high probability that if you do get heavy rain in your area and it persists for, say, 30 minutes or an hour, it's probably going to lead to that rapid runoff and flash flood potential.
We're talking with Phil Badgett, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. And Phil, with the high amounts of rain we got last weekend and rain on and off all week long, I guess you could say the ground is very saturated, and flooding would not be unlikely today because of that.
Yeah, and that is the other thing of concern. You know, typically in the summertime, you'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms, and, you know, by, say, a month's end, you would have about 4 to 5 inches of rain in those, say, 30 days in June or 31 days in July. But it seems like that we've had a month's worth of rain in, say, a week or two at times, you know, over the past few weeks. And that has led to saturated ground, and that's the reason that we have a lot of concern, even with the, you know, the more scattered nature of the thunderstorms that we're expecting today and tomorrow. It still could be enough that it would produce flash flooding if it falls in the right place.
Phil, we appreciate what you do, and we're glad that you're keeping an eye on this, especially at times like this when it's so critical that folks are worried about flooding, and some people still haven't recovered from the last time they got flooded. So we'll stay in touch.
Okay, thanks a lot.
That is Phil Badgett, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, and we will, as I said, be in touch with them throughout the day. More heavy rain could test the creeks and stormwater system in Chapel Hill just less than 2 weeks after it witnessed one of its worst floods in history.
Be prepared to take care of yourself at the start of it all, and if you get into a situation where it is life and death, that's where the 911 calls are so important, so that we can get the responders out to those areas. But the biggest thing is be aware of your situation.
That is Robert Bosworth, the town of Chapel Hill's emergency management coordinator. The town's stormwater management division recorded 7.86 inches of rainfall between June 28th and July 1st. The heaviest of the rain, 5.06 inches, fell within 19 hours. Though the waters receded, the area has seen small amounts of rain since then, including patches of heavy rain last night. Rain off and on, really, all week long, which Bodsworth said has not allowed the creeks and reservoirs to catch up.
One of the things that we were taught from a week and a half ago is just how quickly that can happen. We're sort of in that same vulnerable state just because there's nowhere really for the water to go. We're still so saturated on the ground. Probably the biggest thing that we're doing to prepare is the recognition of how vulnerable we are and making sure that we have those lines of communication up between the different departments so that we can respond as quickly as possible.
Bodsworth says it's important for people who were affected and everyone in our town to learn from last week's flooding.
Because we know just how quickly the water comes up. You need to be thinking about where you're going to park your car so that it doesn't get damaged by flood. You need to be aware of when it starts raining and do you have a way to get away from if you were in a flood-prone area so that you don't get caught up in the flood. Or other measures such as sheltering in place. If you're on a ground floor apartment, do you know that you can go to the second floor and wait it out?
Again, that is Robert Bodsworth, the town of Chapel Hill's emergency management coordinator. He's been quite busy lately. For an up-to-date forecast, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. Town manager Roger Stansel is asking town staff to move swiftly in the review process and waive fees for permits related to flood reconstruction. Stansel said in a release, the assessment, cleanup, and disposal will all take time, so patience is needed. The town is also waiving fees associated to some waste collection. Household bulky waste pickup is free to residents with flood damage. Residents with flood debris are asked to call Public Works to arrange a special collection or to inquire as to whether your items can be picked up. Crews will not pick up construction or demolition wastes. The conclusion of Tuesday's joint assessment of the most affected areas of Orange County to determine whether it will receive disaster loan assistance from the Small Business Administration has not been announced. Representatives from the SBA, North Carolina Emergency Management, and Orange County Emergency Services conducted the review. The USSBA disaster loan declaration is requested if enough uninsured or underinsured loss to homes and or businesses occurred, which will offer low-interest loans to qualified applicants. Some areas of the town are still recovering from flood damage. The first floor of Town Hall is being cleaned after several inches of water damaged the facility's lower level. Taxes and other bills are being collected on the second floor. Business management and information technology staff members have also been relocated. A portion of Meadowbrook Drive is still closed after an assessment of the road deemed it unsafe for vehicles. Repairs are currently underway. To see a complete list of other affected areas in our town and for the number to Chapel Hill Public Works, you can view the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. There is other news not related to the weather. That coming up in just a moment, 6:14, 14 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARP and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
Are you tired of trying to lose weight only to find that the scale has not changed? Do you have a closet full of clothes you cannot wear anymore because you are too big to fit into them? Well, at Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham, we'll help you lose weight, feel the best you have in years, and be more self-confident. We'll teach you gradual, moderate nutrition changes and provide you fun, energetic workouts to help you reach your goals. Give us a call at 919-210-4008 so you can start your transformation today.
Good morning. It is 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Following a heated debate, the State House voted yesterday 74-41 in favor of new regulations on abortion clinics in North Carolina. The measure now returns to the Senate for final approval before going to Governor Pat McCrory. WCHL spoke with Democratic State Senator Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill, who represents Orange and Chatham counties, about the controversial process by which these measures have moved through the General Assembly.
You have to have an issue that is germane and related, in other words. Well, of course, when they took this abortion bill, they took it out of a motorcycle bill, so there ain't nothing germane about motorcycles and abortion.
It was a case of deja vu on Wednesday after the House mimicked actions taken by Senate last week by tacking abortion restrictions onto an unrelated bill with little public notice. SB 353, the new abortion bill passed yesterday, was originally a bill about motorcycle safety. It was retitled Health and Safety Law Changes after abortion regulations from a completely separate bill were tacked on and passed by a House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Women's groups cried foul as there was no public notice that the abortion-related provisions will be on the calendar Wednesday, calling it a sneak attack. Kinnaird said these tactics are commonplace in politics, saying that Democrats used similar strategies when they held the majority power.
It's crazy, but things are crazy over here. You would have thought they would have found a health bill. Surely there are some health bills sitting around that they could have put it into, but, you know, it's also crazy over here. Why not one more crazy thing, they must have thought.
Governor Pat McCrory threatened to veto the first abortion bill, saying that significant changes and clarifications were necessary. Yet, after Judiciary Committee made some changes to the new abortion bill on Wednesday, many said the tweaks were only modest and that the language of the bill was still unclear. Kinnaird said she was pleased with the changes, calling them significant.
It's a better bill in response to, I think, the governor's reaction. And I want to say that all over the place, the governor and his administration are beginning to really react.
She explained that the bill asked the Department of Health and Human Services to write regulations for abortion clinics similar to those for ambulatory surgery centers, while not unduly restricting access. Kinnaird also said the bill does not require a doctor to be present during all phases of a non-surgical drug-induced abortion. She said the changes forced by the governor's veto threats do reflect that he's listening to what opponents of the restrictions are saying.
It was an acknowledgement that there's a great deal of disagreement in the administration and the legislature and where how to move forward with some of these issues.
Kinnaird said that Republican lawmakers are not as unified as they once were heading into the final weeks of the legislative session.
So the cracks are widening, and how wide they'll get, I don't know.
The bill is almost certain to go into law at this point, though Kinnaird anticipates the regulations will likely generate constitutional issues in the courts for quite some time. WCHL News Time, 6:20. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee. Fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Not much happening in the world of traffic so far this morning. The situation will certainly change a little later on. When it does, Rand Northam will be there to report on it on WCHL. Things a little bit wet out there this morning. That's the only thing I will say in the word of caution, but otherwise, things are looking good. Go see Grimble Jewelers in Chapel Hill and get a look at your next engagement ring if you're interested in that. Berkeley will help you pick it out. They got a great selection over there, and they can also design custom pieces for you. Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's premier jeweler, right next to Whole Foods on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, showers, thunder showers likely mainly this morning. Chance of rain 70%. High today in the low 80s. Tonight mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunder showers. Low tonight in the upper 60s. 50% chance of rain tonight. Tomorrow we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Chance of rain mainly in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 85. Still a 50-50 chance of rain through tomorrow night. Then on Sunday a little better. Mostly cloudy. Just a 20% chance of rain though. And the high in the middle 80s. Everybody hold tight. Try and stay dry. And just bear in mind that we could get some flooding today, as we heard from our meteorologist, Phil Badgett, just a few minutes ago. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with a preview day Friday with morning specials 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Save on stylish summer dresses, now $19.99. Take 50% off men's Izod polos and wovens. Take an extra 25% off swim for her for a total savings of 50 to 75%. Save on half-carat diamond studs, $199. And all 8-piece bed ensembles, now $39.99. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Trojan Man.
So, what do you think?
Well, new Trojan Pure Ecstasy condoms are so smooth, it feels like nothing's there.
Nothing there.
But Trojan Supra Bearskin is America's thinnest non-latex condom.
Supra thin.
Of course, the Trojan Pleasure Pack has four varieties of condoms. We could try them all.
All of them?
All night long.
So many stimulating condoms, all triple tested for quality. All from the maker of Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Trusted brand.
Category tonight, signs your country is too fat. You know what I'm talking about, Paul?
Yes, of course.
According to the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, reports that Mexico has replaced the United States as the world's fattest developed nation.
Well.
Yeah. Give yourselves a hand, Mexico.
No longer.
Top 10 signs now your country is too fat. Number 10, national bird is the fried chicken. Number 9. Motto on currency reads, you going to finish that? Number 8, rule is divided among a prime minister, parliament, and a dairy queen. Number 7, flag features a steaming plate of ribs. Oh, man. Number 6, your president would never pardon a turkey. Number 5, official language has 50 words for bacon. Number 4, you are the only country drilling for olive oil. Number 3, national pastime, labored breathing. Number 2, it's illegal to yell free cookies in a crowded theater. Number 1 sign your country is too fat. President is so fat, he's also the vice president.
David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL. Good morning. It is 6:24, 24 minutes after 6 o'clock, and time for a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Three more Tar Heel football players were honored with a placement on Thursday's preseason watch list. Core UNC veterans were spotlighted as senior safety Trey Boston and senior defensive lineman Kareem Martin were up for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy. On the other side of the ball, offensive tackle James Hurst was named to the 2013 Outland Trophy watch list as he prepares for his senior season. Boston grabbed honorable mention All-ACC honors from the coaches and media last season. He led the team with 86 stops, featuring 49 solo tackles. The senior from Fort Myers, Florida, also snagged a team-leading 4 interceptions, including one that he took back for a touchdown in the win at Virginia. Martin was recognized as second-team All-ACC in 2012, boasting 40 tackles, 4 sacks, and 8 quarterback hurries. He'll be leading the Tar Heel defense in 2013 as the top returning player in both tackles for loss and sacks. Hurst is up for the Outland Trophy, which goes to the nation's most outstanding interior lineman. 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by AJC. This is Charles Osgood. The other day, at the museum on the site of Ground Zero, where the twin towers of the World Trade Center stood until that awful day in September of 2001, a huge relic was put in place, a steel column from the South Tower, which museum president Joe Daniels believes will touch the heart of every visitor who sees it.
This is one of the most important artifacts we have. It's become a symbol of strength and resilience. It's adorned with messages of hope and remembrance.
The story after this from David Harris of AJC.
Egypt is in the news. The dramatic events unfolding there have big-time consequences. Egypt is by far the largest Arab country. The vital Suez Canal crosses through Egypt. The vast Sinai region, a would-be haven for global jihadists, is in Egypt. The peace treaty with Israel has been an anchor of security since 1979, and Egypt has loomed large in American foreign policy and military aid. The country's transition to democracy has been enormously difficult. But one thing should be clear. Democracy isn't just about the right to vote. It's about what a government does once elected into office. And the Muslim Brotherhood proved it was anything but democratic in governing the country. In other words, it used democracy to subvert democracy. And millions of brave Egyptians, to their credit, have now said no to the Muslim Brotherhood. To hear some of those brave Egyptians, follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at AJC Global. This is David Harris of AJC.
Paid for by AJC.
In New York City, after the terrorist attacks of September 11th, the long process of cleaning up the ruins of the Twin Towers began. The last piece to be removed was called the Last Column. A huge part of the South Tower that had been covered with photos and notes by recovery and demolition crews. Now it's back, and a key feature at the new museum that will focus on that world-changing day. Our CBS News colleague Terrell Brown spoke with Joe Daniels, president of the September 11th Memorial and Museum.
This is the first time that the column has been totally uncovered since it's been brought into the museum.
When you walked into the room and you saw it uncovered, first thoughts that came to your mind?
It's just a sense of happiness.
The 3.5-story high, 58-ton steel beam sits 7 stories beneath Ground Zero in the memorial pools that mark the tower's footprints. So massive they couldn't bring it into the museum. They had to build the museum around it.
The mementos had been removed by us. They were conserved. They were given to our artifact conservators. And now they're being reapplied right now because we want this column, this last column, to stand the test of time.
Says Terrell Brown.
The last column is the museum's centerpiece, a part of the South Tower that withstood the 9/11 attacks to become a symbol of hope.
The museum is scheduled to open sometime next year. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Where's the place to be during these dog days of summer? In the cool air at University Mall for their Hot Diggity Days indoor summer sidewalk sale. Today through Sunday. Save up to 70% throughout the mall. Enjoy live music, kids' activities, and a free brunch, lunch, or dinner when you spend $200 or more. All in the cool air of University Mall during their Hot Diggity Days indoor summer sidewalk sale. Today through Sunday. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. UniversityMall.com.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInn.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Open Eye Cafe. It's half off, $20 towards refreshments, available now for $10. Located in the heart of Carborough, Open Eye is known for its welcoming vibe and for serving award-winning coffee, whole leaf tea, wine, and beer. Once there, you'll be able to choose from the divine coffees roasted in-house by Good Food award-winning Carborough coffee roasters. Tea lovers will find over 30 varietals of whole leaf tea. So whether you prefer black, green, white, oolong, or herbal blends, you'll have a cup to savor. It's half off from Open Eye Cafe. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning, it is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carpenter weather. Brought to you by the Tower Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of 5 different private dining rooms or 2 patios. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Flash flood watch in effect through 9 o'clock tonight. Showers and thunderstorms likely mainly this morning. High temperature today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 70%. Now tonight we'll have a 50-50 chance of rain, low in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, more of the same really, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms probably in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 85. Chance of rain is 50-50. Now tomorrow night, also 50% chance of rain with a low around 70. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. High of about 85 degrees. Chance of rain and 20% on Sunday.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Barry Bagnato.
I ask you to come back with a verdict that speaks the truth.
And the truth, the way prosecutor Bernie Della Rionda sees it, is that George Zimmerman is guilty of murdering unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin while on neighborhood watch duty. The defense will be delivering its closing argument today. The jury, when it gets the case later, will also be able to consider manslaughter. Legal expert Eric DuBois. Dubois says for the jurors to acquit Zimmerman.
If you believe it was self-defense for second-degree murder, you've got to believe it was self-defense for everything else.
I'm Pete Combs in Sanford, Florida. In a city deeply divided by almost 150 years of racial tension, the new police chief is going door-to-door, selling tolerance. Cecil Smith has been preparing this town for a verdict.
I'm Chief Smith from the police department. We're just out walking around, talking to people, just seeing if there's any issues.
People like Holly Manners are afraid of a not guilty verdict in the Zimmerman case.
I don't want to even be around here during that time, for a few days at least. Let it calm down.
CBS News Update. I'm Barry Bagnato.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 73 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the low 80s, 70% chance of more rain, and we are more likely to get rain this morning than we are in the afternoon, which is a little bit unusual. The flash flood watch for central North Carolina has been extended all the way until 9 o'clock tonight. Joining us now, National Weather Service meteorologist Phil Badgett. Phil, what's the forecast for today, and when could we expect the heaviest of the rains?
We hope that it's not going to be, you know, right in this general area. It looks like that the prime area should be just to the east of the triangle for flash flooding today, but we can't rule it out in the triangle and in, you know, again, in the Chapel Hill area. We have a cold front approaching from the northwest, and that combined with a lot of moisture, and it looks like that showers and thunderstorms are going to be around today, and it's where some of those train over the same areas for, say, an hour or two and dropping that locally really heavy rain, say up to an inch to 2 inches an hour. That's where the major heavier rain would fall and possibly produce that flash flooding.
Phil, how much rain did the Triangle see late yesterday and also overnight?
Yeah, yesterday on average it was around a quarter to about a third of an inch, so it was quite a bit less than some areas surrounding us. The overnight, some heavy showers and thunderstorms hit the Danville, Virginia area, and some of those made it into northern Person County up around Roxboro, or just north of Roxboro, and they had quite a bit of reports of flooding up in Danville, Virginia overnight. I think even a water rescue with a motorist trapped on, I think it was Highway 58. So some of that could go on today. We have to be real careful. You know, today there's still that high probability that if you do get heavy rain in your area and it persists for, say, 30 minutes or an hour, it's probably going to lead to that rapid runoff and flash flood potential.
We're talking with Phil Badgett, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. And Phil, with the high amounts of rain we got last weekend and rain on and off all week long, I guess you could say the ground is very saturated, and flooding would not be unlikely today because of that.
Yeah, and that is the other thing of concern. You know, typically in the summertime, you'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms. And, you know, by, say, a month's end, you would have about 4 to 5 inches of rain in those, say, 30 days in June or 31 days in July. But it seems like that we've had a month's worth of rain in, say, a week or two at times, you know, over the past few weeks. And that has led to saturated ground. And that's the reason that we have a lot of concern, even with the, you know, the more scattered nature of the thunderstorms that we're expecting today and tomorrow. It still could be enough that it would produce flash flooding if it falls in the right place.
National Weather Service meteorologist Phil Badgett, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll be checking back with the National Weather Service throughout the day here on WCHL. Following a heated debate, the State House voted Thursday 74-41 in favor of new regulations on abortion clinics in North Carolina. The measure now returns to the Senate for final approval before going to Governor Pat McCrory. WCHL spoke with Democratic State Senator Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill, who represents Orange and Chatham counties, on Wednesday about the controversial process by which these measures have moved through the General Assembly.
You have to have an issue that is germane and related, in other words. Well, of course, when they took this abortion bill, they took it out of a motorcycle bill, so there ain't nothing germane about motorcycles and abortion.
It was a case of deja vu on Wednesday after the House mimicked actions taken by the Senate last week by tacking abortion restrictions onto an unrelated bill with little public notice. Senate Bill 353, the new abortion bill, passed on Thursday. It was originally a bill about motorcycle safety. It was retitled Health and Safety Law Changes after abortion regulations from a completely separate bill were tacked on and passed by a House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Women's groups cried foul as there was no public notice that the abortion-related provisions would be on the calendar for Wednesday, and they called it a sneak attack. Kinnaird said these tactics are commonplace in politics, saying that Democrats use similar strategies when they had the majority power.
It's crazy, but things are crazy over here. You would have thought they would have found a health bill. Surely there are some health bills sitting around that they could have hooted into. But, you know, it's also crazy over here. Why not one more crazy thing, they must have thought.
Governor Pat McCrory threatened to veto the first abortion bill, saying that significant changes and clarifications were necessary. Yet after Judiciary Committee made some changes to the new abortion bill on Wednesday, many said the tweaks were only modest and that the language of the bill was still unclear. Kinnaird said she was pleased with the changes, calling them significant.
It's a better bill in response to, I think, the governor's reaction. And I want to say that all over the place, the governor and his administration are beginning to really react.
She explained that the bill asked the Department of Health and Human Services to write regulations for abortion clinics similar to those for ambulatory surgery centers, while not unduly restricting access. Kinnaird also said the bill does not require a doctor to be present during all phases of a non-surgical drug-induced abortion. She said the changes forced by the governor's veto threats do reflect that he's listening to what opponents of the restrictions are saying.
It was an acknowledgement that there's a great deal of disagreement in the administration and the legislature and where how to move forward with some of these issues.
Kinnaird said that Republican lawmakers are not as unified as they once were heading into the final weeks of the legislative session.
So the cracks are widening, and how wide they'll get, I don't know.
The bill is almost certain to go into law at this point, though Kinnaird anticipates the regulations will likely generate constitutional issues in the courts for quite some time. Symbology, a fair trade clothing company started by UNC alum Marissa Heil, is one of the leading ventures being developed in the 1789 Business Incubator in Chapel Hill. The goal of 1789 is to help Carolina students and recent graduates make their businesses successful and impactful on the local economy. We'll have that story coming up for you in our next newscast after the top of the hour. You can also get it on our website at chapelboro.com. Federal regulations say the shutdown of a North Carolina nuclear plant in May is leading Duke Energy to change some procedures after missing a tiny crack near the reactor core last year. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission's final report, released yesterday, found the operators of Sharon Harris Nuclear Plant violated a reporting requirement, but it had very low safety significance. The NRC said last month an outside contractor hired to search inside the nuclear reactor missed the quarter-inch spot last year when four smaller flaws were found and fixed. The report says Duke Energy now plans to keep multiple teams of analysts separated as they review data. A spokeswoman for the nuclear plant said Duke Energy is reviewing the report and looking for ways to improve inspections. WCHL News Time, 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock. WCHL, Fred Black is on a rant. He has today's commentary coming up next. It's about customer service, or the lack thereof. And that will be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics, a little Tar Heel trivia for you this morning on WCHL.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
Betty Davis famously said, "Getting old is not for sissies." What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones, from simple companionship to comprehensive personal care. Its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
Hi, this is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. You're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
All right, thank you, Mayor. 6:42, 18 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Fred Black. You know how when you're really busy and you have to call some company, and then the phone connects you and you get this message? We are experiencing a higher volume of calls than normal. Your call is very important to us, blah, blah, blah. If the call is so important to them, you would think they could assist customers without having to put you on hold an acceptable number of minutes. I'll admit, I'm not as patient as I probably should be in these situations, but what really gets me is that you get the feeling that your time isn't valuable to them at all, regardless of what they claim. It makes you wonder how we got to this point in the world of customer service, or more to the point, customer no service. Go through this three or four times in one day, and who can blame you for losing it? And the recorded message telling you to email them or use their website to address your issue just raises your anger, especially if you're calling to try to get back online. Well, the last straw is when you hear a ring and you get that new message. If you want to make a call, please hang up and dial your number again. Okay, I'm through with my rant, but let me just make an observation. Companies providing poor customer service should be called out on it, period. All this makes me appreciate more our great local businesses who provide outstanding customer service. They understand how important it is to connect on a personal level. Please don't get so large that you lose that personal touch. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Gio Bernard and A.J. Blue combined to set a Tar Heel football record last season. Bernard finished his remarkable 2012 campaign with 19 touchdowns, 12 rushing, 5 receiving, and 2 punt returns for scores. Blue completed his junior year in 2012 with 10 touchdowns, 9 rushing, and 1 receiving. The 29 combined touchdowns set a Tar Heel record for the most combined TDs by two players. Can you name the duo who held the old record in Chapel Hill for nearly two decades? You'll find out the answer after this quick commercial break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Gio Bernard and A.J. Blue were the most prolific touchdown-scoring duo in Tar Heel history last season, getting into the end zone a combined 29 times. Which pair of heels held the old mark? It was the Johnson & Johnson duo in 1993. That's Leon and Curtis Johnson, who of course were not related, but did hold the old record for nearly 20 years, combining for 28 touchdowns in 1993. Leon Johnson found his way into the end zone 16 times that season, while Curtis scored 12 touchdowns for the Tar Heels.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Good morning. It is 6:47 at WCHL, 13 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL, and it will be here before you know it. Carolina football season, and of course, WCHL's coverage always starts 2 hours before game time with countdown to kickoff on WCHL. It's a tradition, and that will be followed by a full day of coverage of the Tar Heels. Can't wait. We kick it off against South Carolina down at Columbia. All right, coming up on WCHL Celebrity Birthdays, Freddie Cogger's Trivia Quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
It's coming. The most incredible ring sale ever at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. 3 days only. Next weekend, July 19th through 21st. Every ring on sale. Thousands. All wedding bands on sale. All engagement ring mountings on sale. All anniversary bands. Three stone rings. Stackable rings. Colored gemstone rings. All on sale. It's Diamonds Direct's ultimate ring event. Also showcasing the hottest, newest designer rings. Many never before seen in the triangle. With extra savings. 3 days only, Friday through Sunday, July 19th through 21st at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
Yes, it is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by your friends at Southern Season. This is Southern Season today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion at University Mall in Chapel Hill or go online at southernseason.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, dressed appropriately for a Friday. Looking good. I'm telling you, this man is something else. He sets the bar high for anyone who's trying to live up to his fashion standards throughout the day. Rand Northam.
Wow. The introductions just keep getting better.
Yeah, well.
I think the later in the week, they
you
just
keep getting better. That dark green shirt this morning, that's cool.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate your fashion sense.
Certainly. I try. It's mostly the wife.
He just stepped off the front page of, or the cover of, Esquire magazine, or Gentleman's Quarterly, either.
Wow. All right.
Well, you look good, anyway. Suffice it to say.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Appreciate
what's happening with traffic this morning?
I'm speechless. traffic is moving smoothly this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. Of course, lots of rain could be the possibility for today. We'll have that forecast for you in a second. But with that, be sure to use extreme caution. If there is heavy rain out there, could be puddles or other problems going on. So be sure to use caution driving through the rain. And we could see that flash flood watch hang on for a little bit longer today. If you see anything as you travel throughout the day, be sure to give us a call. 919-967-8363 is the number to dial to be a WCHL Road Warrior. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that very safely.
It's sort of like the North Carolina General Assembly. You never know what's going to happen here. We might tack a hometown hero announcement onto a traffic report.
Very much.
You just never know.
Very well might do that.
Except this is not funny. I mean, this is funny. That's the other thing is not funny. Listen, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in just a little while. All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by your friends at Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. All right. It is going to be pretty much what you think, 74 degrees right now. Showers and thunderstorms likely, and a big chance of rain this morning, especially high today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. Lows tonight in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, more of the same, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain, high 85. Tomorrow night, we'll get down to 70 with a 50% chance of rain. Then on Sunday, just a slight chance of rain with a high in the middle 80s. Don't forget, our flash flood watch is in effect through 9 o'clock tonight. Conditions are very favorable for some problems with flooding, so be careful out there. Watch out for that possibility. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Bill Cosby, 76 years old today. Still one of the funniest people alive, 76 years old. Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac. No longer touring with the band, but the well-known voice, Christine McVie, 70 years old today. It's hard to believe. Actress Denise Nicholas is 69. She was on, what was it, Room 222. Richard Simmons, the fitness guru, 65 years old today. Actor Jay Thomas, 65, former disc jockey. Singer Walter Egan, 65. You are the magnet, and I am steel. Cheryl Ladd, the actress, once one of Charlie's Angels, 62 years old today. Gospel singer Sandy Patty is 57. Actress Mel Harris is 57. Judy Evans, the actress, 49 years old today. Lisa Nicole Carson, another actress, 44 years old today. Olympic gold medal figure skater Christy Yamaguchi, 42 years old today. Anna Friel, 37. Actor Topher Grace is 35. Actress Michelle Rodriguez is 35. And Olympic gold medal gymnast Jordan Weaver is 18 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Stephen Petro has a birthday. Happy birthday, Stephen. Emily France of Mandolin Orange fame has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Emily. Donna Dean Coffey, Morton Neal, both celebrating birthdays today. And our birthday winner of the day is Gail Claris. Happy birthday, Gail. Gail gets a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They always take good care of their customers. They'll take good care of you, too, Gail. All right. And Gail Claris, have a happy birthday. Tell Woody the pressure's on to make sure this is a very special birthday.
All right. Friday morning, I'm Ron Stetson. He's Freddie Kiger.
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
It's all good, man. You good?
Yeah, you look good.
I feel good. My schedule's hopefully about to slow down in about the next week. So
all right.
Get maybe about a month of just plodding along. I'm ready to plod along
for
a little while.
You need a time like that once in a while.
Kidding, both of us. Hope everybody out there is doing good. Enjoying your summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's rather muggy, but not as hot as some summers we've had around here.
I can't remember it being so wet.
Always that chance of rain.
Always. That's the classic summer forecast.
Exactly.
There's a chance of thunderstorms.
Exactly. If you have anything planned for the late afternoon or the nighttime, I mean, it's you may as well just hang loose because you don't know
Make
if you're
sure
going to be able to do it or not.
Have a backup plan. Exactly.
Well, what you got today? You got
one last summer vacation spot.
Okay.
We've been doing that for the last week. Here we go.
I'm ready. I love these.
The Old North State has three public aquariums. All three aquariums feature dive shows, live animal encounters, feeding programs. Name two of the three sites where you can go to enjoy them.
Two of the three.
Right. There are three sites in the Old North State, North Carolina, which are public North Carolina aquariums. I'm asking for two of the three sites that you would go to visit, two of the three North Carolina public aquariums. Where would you go?
I think
what's
I got
the location?
That. All right, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer.
And if you call and you get the correct answer, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate from
Cruisers.
Well, you're good to go.
Yep, and you can also swap trivia prize. So think about that.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Annis Tyler is Director of Orange County's Department on Aging, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
I've been at it for 30 years now, I guess, and I just love serving our community. I love serving older adults, helping them age well, stay healthy. I just have a passion for older adults.
Janice says it's nice also to work in such great facilities.
The Seymour Center was built 5 years ago, and actually we have two beautiful senior centers in Orange County. We have the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill, and then we have the Central Orange Senior Center in Hillsboro. Both of the facilities are gorgeous. They're state-of-the-art. There's more and more older adults coming our way. We actually are going to need more space.
Janice Tyler has been working with the Department on Aging for a long time.
I guess a major accomplishment is getting these two facilities built, seeing the community use them on a daily basis. The Seymour Center, we have over 400 people that come through our doors every day. Central Orange has a couple hundred people. Just seeing what a difference we're making in people's lives every single day. And the great thing about my job is, yes, I do a lot of administration, but step right outside of my office door and see the people that I'm serving.
Janice has no problem getting enthusiastic about her job.
Just a passion for serving the community. Community. I think that's what keeps me going is, you know, I know that this is my mission in life. I mean, it's more than just a job. Find your passion. You don't want to get up every morning and dread going to work. I mean, I love coming to work. We work long and hard over here, but once again, you got to love your work. If this is not your passion, you know, we need to help you find something else that you love.
Janice Tyler, Director of the Department on Aging for Orange County. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, a lot of phone calls called me in this morning, and Jesse Bassnight Jr. was first to get in with the correct answer. We asked to identify two of North Carolina's three public aquariums. Jesse knew all three of them, Roanoke Island, Pine Knoll Shores, Fort Fisher, all with public aquariums. And Jesse Bassnight Jr. gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers and also gets a swap trivia prize with one of our previous winners. Thank you, Jesse. Always good to hear from you. And Freddie will have another question for you bright and early on Monday morning.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com. That's chimneysplusgutters.com.
Today's offer at ourlocaldeal.com is from Open Eye Cafe. It's half off, $20 towards refreshments, available now for $10. Located in the heart of Carrboro, Open Eye is known for its welcoming vibe and for serving award-winning coffee, whole leaf tea, wine, and beer. Once there, you'll be able to choose from the divine coffees roasted in-house by Good Food award-winning Carrboro coffee roasters. Tea lovers will find over 30 varietals of whole leaf tea. So whether you prefer black, green, white, oolong, or herbal blends, you'll have a cup to savor. It's half off from Open Eye Cafe. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business.